to that. You also know what it's like to be in a relationship of some type where someone's trying to have your attention exclusively to the extent that no one else gets their attention but you. We've all been in relationships where we were angry and where we felt good. We've all been in relationships that we felt fantasies of love and also fantasies of how we're going to act out our anger and revenge. Everybody that's had the human experience has had this experience and may be having it now. May have had it right before you came here. Maybe sitting up here now thinking about somebody you got this kind of relationship with now, and maybe wondering how fast you can get to them when you leave here. Right. This is real. The course is real. That's what I love about this stuff. It is so real. It is so real. Now. I'm about to stop.
I think you had enough.
Jesus.
I know I have.
But just think how many beautiful, peaceful relationships you would have had you been totally clear about this years ago. Think about it right now. I mean, you know, so remember, the first part of this is about sharing with us what we've been doing to ourselves that we are now ending. Yes. And then as we go through the rest of this section, it gets everything up out of denial that we've been hiding so that it can be healed. Mm-hmm. And then after it does that, it goes to the section called the bridge to the real world, which is describing to us how we get to the level of relationships that we've always wanted. But in order to not continue to hurt yourself in relationships, then you have to know what's false and know the difference between what's false and what's true. Right now, you're hearing about false love and how false love operates. And then it will show you how to get to the real love, and it will show you how to do that through the relationship that you're in, as well as choosing to do it in another relationship. So there is no loss. There is no loss, but there is the end of pain. All right? So, let's do the love offering, and then I'm going to finish this up with one more little thing to go out.
Oh, here. I have a class at the Miracle Center. I just finished. There's just 2 weeks now, and we're starting at the beginning of the book. There's about, I would say, 7 people maybe that are starting with the lessons, beginning right at the beginning of the lesson book. So, my name is Joy Schultz, and it's at 7 till 8:30. And if you have questions, there's info on the counter there. And
you hear the word God, you hear the word Christ, you get upset. Well, that's because you're bringing your definition and your experience of what that means into it and not listening to what the Course says its definition of those things are. So what makes the Course hard is not being willing to listen to what it is describing about the terms that it used, like heaven being perfect joy and love. So when it says heaven, it's talking about perfect joy and love. It's not talking about a place in the sky with streets paved to gold or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It reads circular and not linearly. You know, and so it has its own way. But the reason why I believe it's like that is so you can't speed read it, and you have to take the time to really think about what you're reading. And that's what I believe. That you can't speed read the Course. That if you're gonna start reading it, you're gonna have to for a second. Now the way you read the Course is this: you pick up the book, you start reading. You don't stop when you don't understand what you read. You don't stop to examine what you just read. If you read something you don't understand, you go to the next sentence. If you read that sentence and you don't understand it, you go to the next sentence. If you read that sentence and you don't understand it, you go to the next sentence. If you don't understand that sentence, you go to the next sentence. That sentence you may understand. And that sentence that you understand will be exactly the same thing that the other sentences were saying that you didn't understand. Trust me on this. I've been dealing with this for a quarter of a century now. Trust me on this. It's saying the same thing over and over again in many different ways, so that one of the ways will actually make you want to apply it. So you can't just go, well, if it's saying the same thing, I don't need to read it. No, it's going to say the same thing in one of these sentences in a way that's going to change you. That's why you keep reading it. So to stop and analyze it and go, I don't understand what that's saying, and so you think you have to understand it, then that's going to slow you down. Just keep reading. Keep reading. Even if you don't, workbook lesson, same thing. I didn't get first lesson, nothing. I see music, that's the craziest stuff ever. I don't understand. I don't want to, what the hell are you talking about? Then it closed the book. Same thing. I'm bringing my own, you know, those of you who asked for something new, raise your hand. But you said you wanted, okay. Do you know that new means different?
Yes.
So when you say, I'm ready for something new, it means you're ready for something different. So when the different thing arrives, it's not going to be like what you already know. That's why it's called new. So the fact that you're reading something that you resist, or you're reading something that kind of blows you away, that's how you know you're actually reading something that's new. If you already felt that way, it wouldn't be no need to read it. Because the real power of the course, the real power of the course comes from the reading of the book and the doing the workbook lessons. I can support you in doing that, but nothing substitutes for your own personal study. And the people who don't hang with the course the most are the ones who don't read it. And the ones who get hooked and then see this transformation, they're usually the ones that read it. Yeah. And so that's the difference. And so what I'm trying to do is really be helpful to the ones that are reading it, because I can help the ones that are reading it save a lot of time. So use me, and that, not in the sense of write me, ask me a lot of personal questions about how to handle stuff in your life. We've got sessions for that. But I'm talking about use me in terms of tips, shortcuts, ways you can look at it. To go like what I said tonight about if you're really serious about reading it, then keep on reading it and don't stop to try to analyze every sentence that you're reading it. If you're starting to do the workbook, commit yourself to do the first 100 lessons, whether you understand whatever that lesson said, go to the next one the next day.
Yeah.
Telling you, and what's going to happen if you start doing that, I know this without even, I can say this with total confidence. If you do that, if you start reading this book, your life is going to change. As if by magic, you will start to see things in your experience start to rearrange themselves, alter themselves, and it will start to freak you out. Because you will start to say, wait a minute, all I did was actually make the commitment to start reading, and everything in my life started to shift. And then you might go through disorientation, and your ego will try to frighten you. Because your life really is shifting. So if you are at that place right now where you reached the limit to pain and you no longer want false love and you no longer want to be attacked and made to feel guilty and you like to have people in your life who want to join with you as an equal, respect you totally, love you, have integrity, want your peace as much as theirs, then continue to study this book with me. You know, because that's what's going to happen for us. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way I feel about it. That's the way I feel about it. And guess what? If you don't get it this way, it'll come to you in another way. The Course in Miracles is not the only way to get the truth. But for some people, it is their path. For some people, it's their path. Not everybody, but for some people. So there's one thought, and we're going to hear it out. And I want you to hear this as best you can. The Course in Miracles is not trying to take your special relationships away. The Course in Miracles is not saying you can't have a special relationship. The Course in Miracles is not saying you cannot have a special relationship. The Course in Miracles is not saying you cannot have a special relationship. The Course says that the only thing it wants to do with the special relationship is take away as much pain as you will let it. The purpose of the Course is to take away the pain. The purpose of the Course is to take away the pain, not the relationship. The purpose of the Course is to take away the fear in any relationship that you're in, not just with a person, but your relationship with anything in your life that you're giving yourself fear about right now. The Course will give you another way to look at that that will release you from the pain. There's no sacrifice on this path. 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 You don't lose. You do not lose. You do not lose. It's not about losing. You don't have to give up what you love in order to succeed on this path. You don't have to give up what you love in order to succeed on this path. It's for those who have reached their limit. It's for those who have reached their limit. It's for those who have reached their limit. It is for those who have reached their limit. It is for those who have reached their limit and they're ready for the joy. It's for those who have reached their limit and are ready for the joy. If you're ready for the joy, if you're tired of the pain, if you're tired of anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack, broken in two by periods in which you think things are sort of all right, if you're ready to go to another level, we are going to go to another level. Come on, let's go to another level. Make a commitment to your peace. Admit to yourself you don't know everything. Just admit to yourself that you don't know everything. Become teachable. Become teachable. Become teachable. Because if you already knew, you wouldn't be feeling a lack of peace. If you really knew the truth, you wouldn't be experiencing a lack of peace. And you only deserve peace and love and respect and recognition and safety and joy and appreciation and fun and abundance and passion and health and freedom. That's it. And if you agree with that, let's go.
Yeah.
You agree with that, I agree with that. That's all we can do.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. Sunday at 1:00 is the next class. And come to the 11:00 service. We have a great 11:00 service here. And a